We refer to indices a lot when we talk about market activity. It's an attempt to combine numbers and show what's actually going on in a complicated system like the stock market. We do that in the broad economy as well. The Moody's consulting firm and rating firm has something called the Adversity Index. Moody's Economy.com and MSNBC.com have wrapped it up in a neat package that shows where in communities around the country the recession is continuing, getting better, getting worse. And out of 381 metro areas measured by the Moody's Economy.com Adversity Index, Las Vegas is the only metropolitan area still spiraling further into recession at the end of 2009. Ian Milchrist is the executive producer of State of Nevada on member station KNPR. Ian, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I guess that includes the depression, huh?
It's really stuck in depression right now. There's the usual kind of indexes, unemployment, home prices, the visitation of the tourist industry, all those kind of things continuing to slide in Las Vegas.
Now, as you attempt to turn those numbers into voices and news stories there at KNPR, you know, what do you encounter, who do you talk to, and how do you get a sense that this adversity index is actually accurate?
Well, I mean, for the last 18 months or so, it's been construction and the tourism industry, which is really depressed. Hotel workers who used to be able to get 50 hours of work are now totally unemployed. And we're now into a kind of second cycle where government services are being depleted. We've just finished a special session where a bit of extra revenue was shaken out of the budget, and an $887 million budget hole had to be closed. And that probably means we're going to see cuts, furloughs, and cities across the state are struggling to try and reopen contracts and either lay off people or cut government worker wages, and we probably will see teacher layoffs as well.
We're going to hear her voice in a moment, but tell me a little bit about Julie Murray, someone you encountered in your reporting.
Well, she's the head of the largest food bank organization in Las Vegas, and she says that the recession has made the hunger problem much, much worse. It used to be just people who had underemployment problems and who had social problems. Now she says well-meaning middle-class people are also facing what the sociologists call food insecurity.
Well, let's listen to a food bank organizer, Julie Murray, turn an adversity number into something starkly human. Listen.
I was filling up gasoline near my home, and as I was getting gas, a father pulled into the gas station in a white four-door car with his two little girls and hung his head low and came over to me and said, I have no money for gas. I have no money for food. Can you help? And that gentleman, you could tell, was the typical example of the middle-class family who've never before accessed food.
It's Julie Murray, the head of Three Square, an organization that provides meals to the poor in Las Vegas. Boy, there is a stark example, Ian Milchrist, of economic headwinds right there in your community of Las Vegas. Hold on for a moment, because we have Gail Banzit with us. She's a reporter for member station KOSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, John.
Now, you have a more complicated problem because within Oklahoma, there are very different sort of senses of adversity in the communities that you're reporting on. Explain what you've come up with.
Well, that's right. You know, we're a lot different from Las Vegas in that we're not exactly a big touristy state. You come to Oklahoma to simply live and work in Oklahoma. So while our housing numbers remain strong and we didn't see that huge housing bust that a lot of other states saw, we are an energy state where our revenue is based off of oil and natural gas sales tax revenue. So we're not completely immune to the recession, but Oklahoma is known to follow trends late and kind of be slow to follow those trends. So we entered the recession about two quarters later than the rest of the nation.
Now, in terms of this adversity index, adversity has certainly affected the immigration rates in your state. How has that worked?
Well, the immigration rates, as far as I know, haven't really been an issue with everything going on as far as the recession, our housing markets, our economy as of right now. You know, a lot of those jobs in Tulsa and Oklahoma City were held by the same group of people before, so that's not really an issue at this point.
Although, aren't you seeing a sense of negative population growth in the sense that the people aren't coming to the state in the way that they used to?
Well, Oklahoma is just like any other state in that some small core businesses known in communities around the state for those certain industries and jobs, you know, have had to let people go in the past year or so. But we haven't, our unemployment numbers are a lot lower compared to other states.
Let's listen to the confidence of Doug Emdy, who's the president of the Oklahoma Association of Realtors. And I want to ask you about this, Gail. Listen.
We think our economy is not going to crater or fall apart. And as long as people have their jobs and continue to have their jobs, I don't think you'll see a large increase in foreclosures in Oklahoma.
You mentioned, Gail Benzet, that energy is something of an insurance policy for the state of Oklahoma. Has it worked out that way in Oklahoma City or Tulsa or Lawton?
Has that been an issue in Oklahoma City or Tulsa or Lawton?
Has energy been an insurance policy that's insulated these communities?
Some, but we based our projections a little high for the year, so we're kind of feeling those effects. But as things continue to go back up, we'll get back on track.
Generally, Gail, is the trend up or down in Oklahoma?
Right now, slowly becoming back up.
Ian Milchrist in Las Vegas, up or down?
Totally down.
Totally down. Headwinds in Las Vegas and marginal improvements there in Oklahoma. Gail Benzet is a reporter for member station KOSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Ian Milchrist is executive producer of State of Nevada on KNPR. Thanks so much to both of you.
My pleasure. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.